agus ar dúspar a bhfuilm mu choáirgus ggóil chuig an tara pohanne an ceapahan mar ar stát agus a mór sa fást úr one of the downsides of getting that recent elevation, Minister, if you hadn't have got it, you'd be home in your bed now, but you're here into the early hours of the morning. But I'm glad you're here. I know this is not your department, but I know you will use your influence and communication skills to pass on a couple of messages. I want to raise an issue in relation to Chrysler in my supplementary, but the purposes of this particular issue is to do, I do believe it's a case of discrimination against students. Maybe in your own constituency of Mayo, I don't know what, how many would be going to maybe say Magee and Derry or Queen's University or Jordanstown. But the case is, if you're a student in West Donegal and you're going to Galway, and if you have a LEAP card, you will get upwards on 50% rebate on your cost of transportation to Ullskoil na Gaillimh. But if you're from that same parish in the west of Donegal, and if you're going to Belfast, you don't get the rebate. There is some sort of a nominal rebate up as far as the border, but once the bus hits that border, there's no rebate. I am encouraged with some of the discussion that I've seen on some correspondence that there are ongoing discussions, but ongoing discussions, quite frankly, a meeting needs to be held. That means that there has been a meeting, or maybe more than one meeting, but now there needs to be another meeting. And I really do think heads need to be put together here, because students do feel discriminated against. They've always gone to the north. There's been a big percentage of students from my own constituency, my own county, that have traditionally gone across the border, and they do feel discriminated against. And if you consider the granny of one of these students or the granddad of one of these students with a pension, over 66 years of age, they're going to get free transportation to Belfast. I know that comes from a different department, so the Department of Social Protection, but I suppose the question I'm putting to you tonight, Minister, is this. If a senior citizen in West Donegal can get free transportation, 100% rebate from one department, one government department, to Belfast, why is it that student, that grandson, that granddaughter does not get any rebate by deciding to go to Belfast or go to Derry or go to Coleraine? And that is a case. And my request to you tonight, Minister, or this morning rather, is for you to just use your position to ask one of your own officials even to make contact or to make, I don't know if the NTA will be up at this time in the morning listening to this debate. No doubt they won't, but I do hope that there will be follow-up, because I think this one is one that should be resolved, it can be resolved, and certainly one that needs to be resolved, because at the end of the day, if I'm a student in Letterkenny and I'm Lescombe Corley heading down to the beautiful city of Galway and I get 50% back by having a LEAP card, and my next door neighbour in Letterkenny going to Belfast has to pay the full whack, there's just something wrong here.
I want to thank Deputy McHugh for raising this issue, which I'm taking on behalf of Minister Ryan. Deputy McHugh has confirmed that it's in relation to young adults travelling from the south to the north of Ireland using the LEAP card scheme. And as the Deputy will be aware, the Department has responsibility for policy and overall funding in relation to public transport. However, the Department is not involved in the day-to-day operation of public transport services. It is the National Transport Authority that has statutory responsibility for securing the provision of public passenger transport services nationally by way of public transport services contracts and for the allocation of associated funding to the relevant operators. I'd like to reassure the House that the Government is strongly committed to providing all citizens with reliable and realistic, sustainable mobility options, and that public transport plays a key role in delivery of this goal. In Budget 2022, the Department of Transport secured €538 million worth of funding for PSO and local link services provided by state operators and under contract by the National Transport Authority. As you are all aware, in recognising the importance of incentivising more young people to use public transport, as part of Budget 2022, Minister Ryan secured €25 million worth of funding for the introduction of the Young Adult Card. This initiative allows any person nationwide who's between 19 and 23 to avail of an entitlement for discounted travel costs and to increase the level of discount over and above the current student discount to an average of discount of 50% across all services, including city, intercity and rural services. Mature students in full-time education are also included in the scheme, as are eligible visitors to Ireland within the young adult age cohort. The young adult card was initially introduced on PSO services on the 9th of May and then extended to participating commercial bus operators on the 4th of September. The extension of the scheme to the commercial sector means that the 50% fare discount for holders of a young adult card, those aged 19 to 23, or student leave card is now available on bus services provided by participating commercial bus operators. It is important to note that this discount is in addition to the 20% average fare discount on PSO services that was introduced in May as part of a suite of government measures to help combat the rising costs of living. The Deputy has raised a very interesting anomaly in relation to, as he says, the grandparents of some of these students being able to travel on an all-island basis. And I certainly will raise that with the Department of Transport. And I'd also encourage the Deputy to directly raise the issue with the Shared Island Unit in Rinnan Taoiseach to pursue that anomaly, but also to promote the Shared Island initiatives. And I think in the context of us doing an all-island strategic rail review, this anomaly is something that should be further addressed. I will certainly address it to the Department of Transport. And I also take the opportunity to thank the Deputy for his good wishes.
Thanks, Minister. And I'll not elaborate further, but I'm glad that you haven't read some of this into the record, because it's pure dynamite by saying we're going to subsidise up to the border after us spending the guts of, since 2016, saying we don't want a hard border on the island, and now we're a department subsidising up to the border, but not further. And incidentally, if you're going from Letterkenny to Dublin, they are subsidised. But anyway, I think it's dynamite, but I think your suggestion about the Shared Island Unit is excellent. In the brief time that I've remaining, Minister, I just want to raise an issue. It's a specific issue in relation to Chrysler. We will have time set aside in 2 weeks' time to discuss in more depth about the situation and the aftermath of the Chrysler tragedy. But the specific issue is this. Because of the investigation that's ongoing, the main route through Chrysler is closed. So basically, the two pickup points for the community from Chrysler and even into Dunfanaghy, one of the pickup points is Fulcara, the other pickup point and drop-off point is Terman. And I'm just asking tonight, could we get somebody from the Department of Transport to reach out to a member of the community? I can facilitate that, to try to introduce a short-term shuttle service for people who wish to avail of this transport, because people who avail of public transport, they don't have a car. So what they're doing, they're actually looking to get taxis, they're looking to neighbours to take them to a further distance. And this is really, really frustrating for so many people. So Minister, what I would ask is just for a contact person in the department even to give me a ring tomorrow. I can link them into a member, one of the community people, to put that service in place. We're probably only talking about a week. I don't know how long the investigation is going to continue, potentially another week. I don't know. I don't have that information. That's the prerogative of the Gardaí. But one of the answers I'll get back will be there has to be a procurement or a tendering process. We don't need, we have to use our common sense here. People are still dealing with this enormous tragedy. This tragedy is going to be with the community for a long, long time into the future. And it's about what we can do now, the short windows that we've available to fix things through a bit of common sense and people picking up the phone, a person picking up the phone and trying to get this sorted. And I think it can be done, because in fairness to Donegal County Council and all the departments, they're all working hard to try to do the right thing and the best thing. And this is just one little thing that could help enormously. Thanks, Minister.
Last concurrent, our thoughts and our prayers continue to be with the community of Chrysler, with the families of the bereaved and the injured, and indeed with the entire community, and with our colleagues, with all of our colleagues here, our public representative colleagues. And I absolutely, in the spirit that was engendered in the entire country in that terrible week, will ensure that contact is made with the Deputy tomorrow to discuss this.